He set down the presents. I'd better finish off the birthday cake so you don't risk your nice frock with food dye. No need. I finished it last night while you were sorting out the takeaway. It's not perfect, but once we get the candles and sparklers on, no one will notice. Where is it? Can I take a look? If you're quick, because I think someone's on the move. Stella raised her eyes to the ceiling at the sound of creaking floorboards. Ah, maybe not in that case. I'll go make sure he's all right. Back in a sec. Father and son came downstairs a short time later. Daniel was still in his pyjamas, hair ruffled into little spikes, looking even sweeter than usual. He was 7 today, but still had babyish features.
Hello, Stella!
Good morning, Daniel. Happy birthday! Are you ready for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
He wriggled his way up onto a high stool at the island, and Benedict put a plate of breakfast in front of him. I bet you're not the least bit hungry after your midnight feast.
No, I am hungry! I can easily eat all of this. Watch me.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in a kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a lustre of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be St. Nick.
Mr. McGregor was quite sure that Peter was somewhere in the tool shed, perhaps hidden underneath a flower pot. He began to turn them over carefully, looking under each. Presently, Peter sneezed, "Ker-choo!" Mr. McGregor was after him in no time and tried to put his foot upon Peter, who jumped out of a window, upsetting 3 plants.